Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Now, I say the good old days weren't so very good, B.D.
B.D.?
Yes, before Dove. Before this new kind of soap arrived to do everything in the wash. You know, Dove, D-U-Z, does best. Why, B.D., before Dove, I've heard some women just couldn't get along without a washboard.
No, I know I couldn't. My greasy work clothes always needed lots of hard scrubbing. It was tough work getting my towels white, too. And my colored rayons, they soon lost their sparkle, B.D., before Dove.
Well, no wonder so many ladies who didn't became ladies who Dove. This new kind of soap really does everything. It gives you all this. Unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus greater safety for the pretty rayons you wash. That's why the good wash days now are A.D., after Dove.
I'll say, with Dove, there's no hard scrubbing. Yet see those work clothes all fresh and clean.
No soap anywhere gets tough dirt out easier than Dove.
And my towels, you just couldn't ask any soap to get them whiter.
Sure, Dove gives you the whitest white your wash line's ever seen.
And there's no more fussing over pretty rayons. Dove leaves them perky and bright.
Dove is extra safe for colors. Yes, ladies, wash days are different, A.D., after Dove. It's the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Dove had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who Dove. Dove does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. The main stem of Chicago's shopping, business, and theatrical center, The Loop, is State Street. On one of the corners of State Street is a huge block-square department store. On the seventh floor is the office of its owner, Augustus Post. In the waiting room of this office, Jim Brent, chief of staff of Wiley Memorial Hospital, is waiting, and has been waiting for some time. His purpose here is to get a donation. A rather large donation, he hopes, from the State Street merchant. Not only does this donation mean that badly needed equipment will be able to be purchased for the hospital, it will be tangible proof of Jim's ability to keep his position. Although Jim has not yet met Mr. Post, he has been virtually assured of the contribution by Post's wife and daughter. In spite of this, however, he has a difficult time hiding his anxiety. After what seems to be a lifetime of waiting, he is relieved to see a secretary coming toward him.
Oh, Dr. Brent.
Yes?
Mr. Post will see you now.
Oh, fine.
Right this way, please.
Thank you.
You didn't have to wait long, did you?
About an hour, I guess.
Well, that isn't long to wait for Mr. Post. He's a terribly busy man.
I gathered as much.
Here we are.
Come in. Well?
This is Dr. Brent, Mr. Post.
How do you do, sir?
Why do you have to knock at that door, Miss Worth? It makes me nervous.
Well, yesterday you told me I must always knock, Mr. Post.
Well, use some sense. Don't pay any attention to me when I say things like that. You should know better by now.
Yes, sir.
Now, who is this gentleman? You forgot to tell me, Miss Worth.
But
I'm Dr. Brent, sir.
Oh? Is there something special that you wanted from me?
Well, Well, you sent for me, Mr. Post.
Your daughter made the appointment for Dr. Brent.
Madeline? Oh, yes. Well, sit down, Doctor.
Thank you.
Do you want me for anything else, Mr. Post?
No, of course not.
Oh, then I'll...
No, wait. Did that report come in from our Cleveland store?
Yes, it did.
Well, I want to see it immediately.
But you...
You knew I wanted to see it. It should have been shown to me when it first arrived.
It was, Mr. Post.
It should have been... what's that?
You read the report when you came in this morning.
Yeah, so I did. All right, then. You can go now, Miss Worth.
Yes, sir.
I forgot I read that report, Mr. Brent. You see, I'm a terribly busy man.
So I've heard.
I'm so busy, in fact, I have so many things on my mind that I can't seem to remember why you're here.
Well, your daughter called me last night and told me that you wanted to see me.
Well, frankly, Mr. Brent... Say, it's Dr. Brent, isn't it?
That's right.
Now I'm beginning to put two and two together. You must be here about the Red Cross.
Well, that's not quite what I...
It's a fine organization. If you want to put a display in one of the side windows, you can.
Well, you don't seem to understand, Mr. Post.
Just a minute. That's my phone. Hello? Augustus Post? Well, don't bother me with that. No, of course not. I don't know one girdle from another. Goodbye. Let's see now. Where were we?
If you're too busy to see me now, Mr. Post, I can come back some other time.
Oh, that wouldn't do any good. This time is as satisfactory as any. Besides, I'm the kind of a man who likes to attend to things when they come up.
Oh, that's a very good habit to develop.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the point. Don't shilly-shally so much. Why are you here?
I'm here because you...
Hold it. Hello? Augustus Post speaking. No. No, indeed not. I couldn't possibly have quoted a figure as low as that. He did. Well, withdraw it. Goodbye. I pride myself on my short phone conversations, Dr. Brent. I always... Well, I'll be damned. Brent. Yeah, now I know who you are.
I doubt it.
But I do. You spoke to my wife last night. You were at our place for dinner.
Why, that's right.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I tried to.
Shake hands. I'm glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you, sir.
Miss Worth?
Yes, Mr. Post.
No more calls now. I suppose you can guess why I sent for you, Dr. Brent.
Well, I have an idea.
I imagined as much. Now, I'm a family man, Dr. Brent. I like to keep my wife and daughter happy.
That's a fine way to be, Mr. Post.
Yes, indeed. They're both quite fond of you.
Well, that's very kind of them.
Well, let's not beat about the bush. How much do you want?
I beg your pardon?
How much do you want?
Well, as much as you feel you can give, Mr. Post.
Well, of all the... Hey, that's quite a clever answer. I'll have to hand it to you. You're a pretty smart fellow, Brent.
Smart?
Doctors aren't supposed to have business ability. At least that's what they say. But you know how to bargain. I can see that all right. Yeah. Well, I guess it's only funny from my side of the desk. Here I thought I'd have a nice, agreeable doctor to deal with, and now I find that he'll take as much money as I can afford to give.
Well, what's so strange about that?
All right, then. Let's drop it. I'll start over, and you can be more definite. It's none of your business how much I can afford. How much do you want for a year?
For a year?
That's right. $25,000? $30,000? You can't expect more than that, certainly.
Mr. Post, I'm sure you and I aren't talking about the same thing.
No?
Are you discussing Wiley Memorial?
Wiley Memorial?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
A hospital.
Oh, yes, of course, I knew that. Wiley Memorial Hospital. My daughter mentioned it to me. In fact, she mentioned it in connection with you, I believe.
I imagine so.
You work over there.
I am chief of staff.
Would it be hard breaking away?
Well, why should I want to break away?
Because I want you to.
You want me to?
By Judas, we're not talking about the same thing.
Didn't your daughter tell you about the money we're trying to raise for Wiley?
Well, now, come to think of it, she did. But I was much more interested in what my wife had to say. You know, she's taken a great liking to you, Dr. Brent. And that makes me very happy. For years now, Ernestine, that's my wife, has been trying to find a doctor she likes and respects.
Oh?
Ernestine has quite a few illnesses. All minor, I suppose. But there's never any peace around the house on account of them.
Really?
I promised her a long time ago that if she ever found a doctor she really liked, I'd engage him as her personal physician.
Personal physician?
You wouldn't have to worry about the hospital or your practice. You could give all that up.
This is the most amazing. Am I to understand you're offering me a full-time job just to look after your wife?
Now look, young man, I'm very busy. Just answer yes or no. I haven't time to haggle with you about terms and conditions.
Just a minute, please, Mr. Post.
Huh?
Of all the idiotic, egotistical... Have you heard of the shortage of doctors today, Mr. Post? The great need of them?
Don't get off the subject, young man. Let's discuss one thing at a time.
I'm not getting off the subject. I haven't examined your wife, but I'm willing to wager that there's nothing matter with her physically. All she needs to do is to get her mind off of herself and onto something else.
That may be true.
Then do you think it's fair to hire me to look after a healthy woman when there's so many sick people who need care today?
It would be a soft job, I'll admit, but very pleasant. After the war, you'd travel
with us. Mr. Post, I'm not interested in any proposition like that.
You're not?
I'm trying to raise money for a hospital. Money that will enable us to buy equipment. Money that will enable us to help more people. I thought you called me in here today to discuss that.
To give a donation to a hospital?
That's right.
Wouldn't think of it. I'm terribly sorry, but my list of donations for 1945 was made out in 1944. I might tell my lawyer to put Wiley on the list for a small sum in 1946 or 7, after some necessary investigations are made, of course. I don't throw my money away, Dr. Brand. I'm very careful where it goes.
I appreciate that, Mr. Post, but we need money now.
Well, I'll make a note of it. Now, what about the more important matter? You refuse to consider my offer?
To be your wife's personal physician?
That's right.
That's impossible.
Well, maybe you'll change your mind one of these days. Miss Worth?
Yes, Mr. Post.
I'm ready for my next appointment.
Crushed by the treatment he received, depressed by his own failure, Jim Brent leaves the department store and walks slowly down State Street. When the thought comes to him that he should call Big Bill Wiley and report what has happened, he enters a drugstore and goes to a phone booth.
William Wiley's office.
Is Mr. Wiley in?
Who's calling, please?
Dr. Brent.
Oh, Dr. Brent. I've been trying to reach you all day.
You have?
Oh, yes. Mr. Wiley wants you to come over to the office at once.
What's it about, do you know?
I'm afraid I can't say, Dr. Brent, but I have an idea that it's terribly important.
Now, when I say does his best, it does everything in your wash. I want you to realize.
Say, why
that
don't you tell him how good does is for dishes, too?
Well, I was just going to. Say, you seem to know all about it.
You bet I do. I've tried all sorts of wash in my dishpan, and does beats them all.
Oh, then you'll agree this new kind of soap really does everything for dishes.
You said it. Why, I've never seen such suds. Last right through the whole job.
Mm-hmm. Does suds stand up till the last dish is done?
No waiting around for them, either. They pop up soon as I pour in the water.
Uh-huh. Keep right on standing up, too. You don't have to keep adding soap.
And the way the does goes after grease, lickety-cut.
Does gives you truly fast action on grease. There's no hard scouring. Why, it's a regular whiz at cleaning up sticky frying pans.
Of course, the best thing about does is the way it treats my hands.
Ah, a does specialty. Does is actually kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap.
Like you say, does best.
Yes, in the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save your used fat in a clean can. When full, rush it to your meat man. You'll get 2 red points per pound.